Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo. Father Cost is a friar of the province of Malta, serving as a missionary in Durres. The preaching today is entitled, Even a Cup of Cold Water.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." This is the word of the Lord. Today's gospel selection from Matthew, though short, might frighten us. Jesus tells us that whoever loves father or mother, son or daughter more than him is not worthy of him. More frightened we will be if we turn to Luke's rendering of Christ's saying. He says, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple." How can we hate mother and father, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even ourselves? When asked about the greatest commandment, Jesus answered that the greatest one is the commandment of love, the love of God with all our being, and love of neighbor as ourselves. He cannot contradict himself and ask us to hate. He even asks us to love our enemies. So we have to understand Luke's version with a pinch of salt and interpret it the way Matthew does. A commentary tells us that hate, in Luke's rendering, is nearer to the original Aramaic, which has no other way of saying love less. So, I think that we can accept that love of God is supreme, and it binds all of us in the bond of God's love. There will always be decisions, big or small, when we have to choose to follow God's way or our way. We know where God's way will lead us, for Jesus tells us, "I came that you may have life and have it abundantly." We also know that our way, if not synchronized to God's way, will lead us astray. Our human experience tells us that this is true. We only have to look around us and see the situations people are living in, how much suffering and even deaths of the innocent, and God is not the culprit. So, when the choice comes our way, we will be very wise to choose God's way. This applies to all Catholics, Christians, people of other faiths, or who profess no faith, for God's way is written in our hearts. St. Paul, writing to the Romans, testifies to this. On the other hand, Paul tells us that God gave different gifts to different people in order to build up the body of Christ, which is the Church. Jesus didn't call everybody to be an apostle. He called the many to form families and to be transmitters of the faith to their offspring in an ambience of love. Today's Gospel from Matthew is directed to the apostles. At the beginning of chapter 10, he writes, "Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits. Jesus sent them out with instructions and told them, 'See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves.'" This is a call for the 12 and those who later would be called and sent in mission. From these, he asks more than from the other disciples. This then is a call that may be applied to all who want to be disciples, but more so to those who are called to be apostles. What Jesus says enlightens me. He says, "Whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me." I prefer St. Luke's version, "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." It looks like both are saying the same thing. However, Luke introduces a three-lettered word that, for me, makes a difference. The word is "own." Matthew says that one has to take the cross. Luke says that one has to take his own cross, not any cross. What is the great difference? If we stick only to Matthew, we might imagine that we have only to accept suffering in order to follow Christ. He took up his cross, no? If I stick to Luke, it seems to me that he is speaking about our own cross, which can be suffering and can be other things too. Did Jesus carry his cross only once during his passion and death? Did he not carry his cross when he ate with sinners? Did he not carry his cross when he blessed the little children that were presented to him, and when he was praying and instructing his disciples, and when he called them to rest? It is our cross that we have to carry. It is our vocation that we have to live, and this is expressed in our daily life, in our daily circumstances. St. Paul tells us, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep." In this way, we will try to be attentive to God's call in every moment of our days. This is what Jesus did. This is what he asks us to do. We call this solidarity. The world will surely be better if we lived in solidarity. Jesus hints to this in the second part of today's Gospel reading. He says, "Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet, or a righteous person in the name of a righteous person, or gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." Jesus is telling the apostles to embrace their vocation and go where they are called to and needed. And he tells everybody else to appreciate the vocation of the ones sent in mission in God's name and support them.